All right, let me jump on into today's opening monologue, The Right Side Way. And I'll remind you guys that every single day, The Right Side Way monologue brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee. I'll tell you about him more in just a minute. So let me say this. I'm just finishing a great book. It's a classic. It's a classic that I don't know how I missed it all these years. The book is called Once an Eagle by Anton Meyer. And the book is a story of two men who entered the military service at the same time. One was a leader of men who developed others, who acted without thought for his own self, who changed lives and saved lives and was decorated for valor in combat. The other man, the key man in the book, was a self-serving, opinionated elitist who got his rank and achievements by playing backroom politics. Both were leaders. Both knew their jobs. But their approaches were vastly different, and only one of them had honor. But there's an old saying that heavy is the head that wears the crown. And it speaks of the fact that leadership bears the burden of responsibility, that it can be lonely at the top. In my own personal experiences, I can tell you, whether running a business or standing for public office or commanding a military unit, that can be a very true thing. But it's also just part of it. Leadership can bring great joy as well, though, especially if it's a calling and a gifting that you're operating in. Leadership is something that is needed right now. Because there's another old saying that as goes the king, so goes the country. It's basically referring to the fact that a man or woman at the top can actually set the tone, can steer the ship, can help stoke the fears or quiet the discontent, all by the way that he or she leads and addresses situations, especially in times of crisis. People will look to their leaders to see what to do, to find an example, to get their direction. Real leadership is often defined as the ability to exhort or encourage people to do something they might not have otherwise done on their own. Leadership comes with authority, sure. But leadership also provides authority by empowering other people to feel like they can do something or achieve something or gain something. Leadership matters. And for the past 4 years, we haven't had a leader at the helm of our country, and it shows. And there's a great movie, by the way, in the same theme of what I'm talking about. There's a great movie that outlines a people that need to hear from their leader. You may have seen it. It's a true story that was made into a film back in 2010. It's called The King's Speech. The title's a double entendre. It refers to a speech that was given by the King of England at the onset of World War II, but it also refers to the fact that the King of England at the time had a little-known speech impediment, something he'd been able to hide from the general public for much of his life. But at a time when the world was unstable and unsure and Nazi Germany was threatening to take over all of Europe, the people needed to know that they had the steady hand of a strong leader at the helm. They needed to hear from their leader. Okay, so if you know of any of English history, you may know that in the late 1930s, just prior to the Second World War, that the then King of England actually abdicated his throne. Abdicated it because of the laws surrounding his desire to marry a woman who was not approved by the laws of royalty. So as a result, Prince Albert took the throne as the next in line, and it was very unexpected. Now, what people didn't realize, because he was not an overly public figure, was that Albert had a very serious speech impediment. It had haunted them for years. But because of the times in which they lived, most of England had no idea. So soon after Albert took the throne, though, England entered into war with Nazi Germany. And it was a dark time. It was a very scary time, with Hitler marching across the continent and the United States not yet involved. England was very much alone. Europe was reeling. Italy was aligned with Germany. France was under duress. And like I said, the U.S. was not yet in the fight. And the British people needed to hear from their king. Their king, who had trouble speaking in public. A speech impediment for which there's no shame, but yet many who might hear him for the first time as he gave a public address might hear a stammer in his voice and mistake it for fear, and it could cause a total loss of national morale. At least that was the thinking. But the young king had been working with a speech therapist whose methods were new and different and seeing results. It was a truly heroic story as this man, whose head was heavy with the crown during a time of war and international crisis, he worked and labored and did everything he could to overcome an inability to speak clearly and succinctly. He did it because he understood that the times he was in did not afford him the luxury of staying silent. His people needed to hear him. He was their leader. So he walked in the authority that God gave him, and he struggled to overcome a speech impediment so that he could convey a message that resonated with an embattled nation. When it came time, he swallowed his pride and prepared a great speech. But it was decided that with the prepared speech, he would actually focus and try to remain quiet in a place that was prepared for him to do the speech. And he did. In a dimly lit soundproof studio with a prepared speech, he focused and concentrated, and without a hitch, without a trace of his voice speaking or shaking, he delivered a speech for the ages. He rallied the nation via the new medium of radio, and he faced Hitler with resolve, and the people were inspired. Look, the thing is, the king in that story, it's a true story, by the way, could have just said, someone else give the speech. Or he could have also labored to be what his people needed and then botched it. But he was determined to be what his people needed because he knew that as goes the king, so goes the country is more than just a cliche. I can think of other examples of as goes the king in the Bible. In Joshua 24, Joshua, who followed Moses and led the nation of Israel to the promised land, he was dealing with a worn out, beat up people who were belligerent. And he didn't threaten. He didn't cajole. He didn't mandate. He just stood in front of them all one day and he said in Joshua 24, you decide who you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people saw it, and they followed him. Charlene and I, we actually have that verse embedded in a marble stone on the front steps of our house. In another biblical example, King Josiah took the throne of Judah, and soon after, he was shocked to find a copy of the Holy Scriptures. He didn't know what it was. The nation of Israel had forgotten its roots. I mean, can you imagine an Israel that had strayed so far that even the king himself had never read the words of the Bible? But when the new young king read them for the first time, he knew what he had to do. He rallied up the nation, and he personally read the words of the Bible to his people. His story ends in 2 Kings 23 by saying that no king before him and no king after him ever turned to the Lord with all of his soul, with all of his strength, and he led the people by his example. My point is this. Leadership matters. Not just leadership by virtue of one's position, but leadership by deep care and concern for the well-being of one's people, the history and the viability of the nation, a real and concerted effort to preserve them for future generations. It's not enough for the person in charge to simply say, I'm in charge. I mean, to some degree, you have to earn it. A part of the fabric of this nation of ours that we live in now is freedom of expression, self-determination, and the ability to express ourselves. But what that means is there's rarely going to be a leader who escapes criticism, which means that a truly effective leader is going to have to prove themselves. And in the process of doing so, it will naturally come to be that people will look to see how that leader then expresses or speaks or acts in crisis. We can all have the luxury of fussing and debating when times are good. But when times are dark or tough, the troops need to look to their commander for confidence and direction. Me personally, I've worked for some great leaders, folks that I would storm the gates of hell with. I've also worked for some self-serving sycophants whose authority came more from the fact that they had a position or a rank than from any posture of leadership that they projected. But right now, as I speak, here on January 6th of 2025, right now, our state and nation needs more than just platitudes and threats and mandates. None of us want hollow rhetoric or empty executive orders. None of us want mandates. We want to know that tomorrow the sun is going to rise and we're going to be here to see it, and here's the plan to get us through to the sunrise. State governors and national presidents, they're vital. They're required by our constitutionally mandated form of governance. We're always going to have one. And we've seen, though, for the past 4 years that it is possible for someone to be thrust into that position who does not even have a clue what it means to inspire or to be selfless or to sacrifice greatly so that others can rise. We've had 4 years of anything goes because nothing was off limits and no one was in charge. As goes the king, so goes the country. The Biden administration set a tone, a negative tone, and the nation felt it. But a change is coming. And my hope is that the new Trump administration will rally up the people to their best moments in their worst times, not because they say so, but because they lead so. As goes the king, so goes the country. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.